All right, we got Chevy seen by in the news center. Hey, Chev.
This is Chevy Doucette in the Weekly Zoo News Center Philly and for the Minifig News Guy. Here are the stories for May 30th, 2024. The union leader reports that the police raided into a home that was described as a juvenile nature, ending up taking a 23-year-old on the charges that he engaged in sexual acts of a juvenile female known to him. The dude will have several counts of felonies waiting for him. While the Gannett Gatehouse cluster is pimping their flagship newspaper, the USA Today is the title of the only NASCAR race to race in the Grand Estate this season. The sponsor of the 301-lap race in Loudoun later in June. The reason why...
You know, the stream deck was a little bit slow, but you know, the USA Today, when I think of USA Today, this is home, the Gannett TV stations when they flip to that hippie format and the 9 colored graphics, yeah, that's what I think of USA Today.
The reason why in June, because NASCAR doesn't stay consistent to any more to track schedules annually.
And they wonder why NASCAR is so lost
this year. Magazine reported that the Grand Estate has some of the best drivers in the country. The
what?
Behind Massachusetts.
Are you fucking kidding me, Chev?
They looked at a variety of metrics, including the number of per 100,000 drivers. The number of DUI involved wrecks and distracted drivers. The worst drivers are in Mexico, Wyoming, and Texas, per to the Rip and Read source of the Pulse of NH, formerly known as NH1. This is Chevy Doucette in the Weekly Zoo News Center. Now back to Steven in the Weekly Zoo.
I do not believe those numbers at all. There's something sus with those statistics. New Hampshire people drive extremely erratically. They have no respect to the people around them. They have no respect. They would like to cut. They want to kill people. If they so wanted to kill people, they would. And I don't feel safe being in on New Hampshire highway or thruway. Let me all right. We're gonna move on. And thank you, Chevy, for filling in for the Minifig News Guy. The other thing about the Law and Order cut, that was a little, it was timed off because I hit the button, but it wasn't fast enough. So, or for the computer to take it. It was a technical problem. Alrighty, let's get to the other story involving local media in my home market. Cue the stinger. The public broadcasting giant, formerly known as WGBH, gave 31 people, employees, the cut. Their careers got laid. They got fucked over by the management, to put it mildly. Public media organization GBH laid off 31 employees, or 4% of its workforce. Ooh, that's a lot. 4% of 31? Yeah, that's a pretty significant number. Of its workforce on Wednesday, the CEO told its employees. GBH, like other media companies, is facing financial headwinds, she wrote in a letter to staff. Although our business is complex and our industry... Wait, this is a not-for-profit? Why are they talking like corporate whores?
The basic reduction for these reductions is simple. Revenues are flat and the cost of doing business has gone up. In addition to laying off its staff, WGBH will be stop producing three of its shows, Greater Boston, Talking Politics, and Basic Black. Goldberg said in her note, adding that the shows are no longer draw enough viewers to justify the cost of making them for television. Last week. And these were all local shows. Basic Black was one of their longest running shows. I think it might have predated when Martin Luther King was still alive, because he did go to that station. I think it might have came on after, but still, I mean, these shows were for generations. Granted, Boss has been on for, you know, almost 26 years, and Basic Black, and Talking Politics was the replacement for Beat the Press. Emily Rooney, you remember her, the daughter of Annie Rooney. She got screwed over by the manager after some discussions in early 2021. It was this time, 3 years ago, it was the week after Memorial Day, Emily Rooney told her viewers they were going to take a much-needed summer break, and of course that raised a lot of red flags, and by August, they were going to cancel the show, and Emily Rooney gets terminated by the station. And then, thankfully, the station was not dumb enough to replace it with some other, like, PBS show on Friday evenings. They did put in Talking Politics with her former sidekick on Beat the Press, Adam Riley. But he's getting laid, too, in this batch. It's pretty bad. This is not good. This has happened before. Channel 2, the local station, was once called GBH back in the 90s. It didn't go too well. It did not go too well for the station. And this time around, it's a national brand, and it's not been resonating well. I mean, that's why the station is struggling to find. And again, whether or not you are a big Basic Black fan or not, they're saying, what's this one? It's a further fracturing of American society with shows that don't have people that are not in the most privileged backgrounds. So that's what the Globe followed up later in the week. But this is bad. This is basically like the massacre at the Round Eye flagship station on West 57th in Manhattan back in 96. Six longtime reporters, diverse people, they broke the barriers in New York, get randomly fired on an October weekday. It wasn't even a Friday or a Monday, and the station went into distant fourth place. Now, I know the media was a lot different from now, but I don't think the Beat the Press cancellation had very positive ramifications. People liked watching Beat the Press. People liked watching Emily Rooney. I believe the ratings, for a program of that type to run in the Boston market at that time of day of the week, people watched it. I saw on Dan Kennedy's blog that somebody from across the pond in England would take the clips from Boston and use it for their G-School lessons. Something to that effect. Okay? So, yeah, that some of these shows that run on WGBH Channel 2 or 44, they can still be seen around the world. Not intentionally through PBS. So, this is pretty, pretty, pretty bad. Not to mention, they're god-awful logo. Okay, WGBH, cut this. But They did it. They changed their logo in the midst of the pandemic. So the pandemic comes around, and you think with making a singable brand would be great, you know, trusted brand. No, the station changes their branding in 2020 with this god awful logo. Because at the same time, WGBH's Educational Foundation, that's the holding company for the production for PBS and the local stations, decide, you know, they sell Channel 44 signal, which is just basically a secondary signal of their content. And with digital TV, you can broadcast a Channel 44 literally on one stick and still act like, because digital you can multiplex, meaning that you have two boxes on the bottom that broadcast two different TV stations, but you can run it on one logical antenna, right? So why you need to have WGBX signal if you can do it on one, right? So, and also you want more 5G coverage for your cell networks, right? So you get you give your antenna and license to the FCC and you get money. So Channel 2 got like something along the lines of $300 million. Do not quote me because I can't remember exactly, for the sale of WGBX's signal to then still keep the call sign and a fake channel position to piggyback off WGBH Channel 2. And as a result, what do you do with $300 million right in the midst of a recession, even back in 2020? Maybe invest in your local people, maybe keep some money for Frontline, Nova, whatever. No, let's do a god-awful new logo, because that's what we need to do. We need to change like the P-Head did. You know, when the PBS logo changed in 2019, okay, it replaced the logo of 35 years before, slightly. But at least it wasn't radically different. It was a little bit tacky, but it's just like any millennial. When a Kardashian hits a certain age of 40, they just put some Botox on it. They're not old enough because the logo was that old. It wasn't going back from the beginning. Yeah. That's what I think of the P-Head. It hit middle age a little too early. It hit 50 before the company turned 50, but the logo was a third of that age, and it aged pretty. Yeah, get my jokes here. Yeah, so this is really bad. And like I said, this is a slap in the face to the community. You know, people, I don't know how many combined years of professionals at the station, but local interest programming, not even public media anymore. Some of the people on the radio side have been gone. And like I said, you know, Emily Rooney's just basically probably in the back bay just having nothing better to do, and now I guess Adam Riley and many other people, even the panelists, Dan Kennedy, Lila, Joanna Weiss, they're gonna not be getting stipends anymore either, I don't think. So it's a pretty sick week what's going on down in Brighton, Massachusetts. These real assholes that are running this. Well, I don't even know they're real assholes. They're probably out of towners. I bet you anything. Because wasn't the CEO like have NPR ties? I don't know. But these people don't even know how to run. No, let's wait. The management doesn't get assholes. Let's put it, yeah, throw it that way. And yeah, that's our Brighton watch, or our Brighton meet, following the decline of a good old WGBH. This is pitiful. This four-letter call sign, is iconic. You do not piss on the brand at all costs. And like I said, these people, you know, I live in a scrappy suburban New Hampshire, but these people were professional. Even when the infamous Let's just be honest. The firing of Emily Rooney. Okay? A lot of people admire her. A lot of people still admire her. She's not active on Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter anymore. But Adam Riley is pretty damn good. Dan Kennedy could be a pain in the ass because he's getting more and more bitter as he gets old, ranting about the media. And, you know, the whole cast of, or not cast, but the talent there. The talent pool is shrinking. And I don't think the commercial media in the market is, they're not going to get refuge from that. I hate to be a cynic in that regard. But yes, it was a pretty bleak week in Brighton, and that's the end of our Brighton beat, because that's where Channel 2 is based off, right off the Mass Spike. And like I wanted to just say, with this whole stuff going on with Channel 2, like I said, I could say they got laid out, but I like to say that they got laid. They got fucked. Their careers are probably screwed. And yes, Howie, you gotta thank Howie Carr, that Trump sellout. He was the one that told how Tuck Scarborough became the Channel 4 anchorman in New York. He left Channel 7 the week after the February Bucks to go to New York. And it was, what was it, 45 years ago. 50 years ago. Shit, I can't even think. And a cameraman at our Channel 7 asked, why are you going to New York? You just took us to first place. And Chuck told that film guy, in this business, you gotta fuck them before they fuck you. And that's what the people in Brighton at WGBH learned this week, unfortunately. Alrighty, we are continuing to go down the chain here. We want to get to a Liz Plank update, because you know I love Liz Plank. Lala Liz, literally, because she's a California girl now. You know, she abandoned New York. No longer an East Coast girl. I guess it's too close to her native home of Montreal. Do we have Liz Plank's intro? Okay, we don't have Liz Plank. Alright, let's just cut to the chase and get to Liz Plank. She posted on Instagram how she's looking out for people on autism. This is the first time this feminist that allegedly loves men, feminist that is also believes that men should have responsibilities and disabled people could do whatever the hell they want. But again, pay attention to what she says, because she doesn't, it's better than nothing, but still pretty bad. Roll it.
If you are heartbroken about what's going on in Gaza, there are ways that you can directly help families. There's a project called Olive Branch, which I'm sure many of you have been seeing in your feeds, thanks to amazing creators who have been drawing attention to it. They have this incredible spreadsheet where you can get involved in so many different ways. What they're encouraging people to do, no matter what your following is to choose and sponsor a family and encourage people to support and donate to their fund. In their disability column, they drew attention to Ibrahim, who is a psychologist who has worked with a lot of autistic children in Gaza. He has an autistic daughter, and I have decided to support their fund in order for them to escape. Any of the donations are $5, so I know that people are really strapped right now, and I totally understand if you are not in a financial situation or position to make a donation, but every dollar counts. He is still trying to...
Yeah, at least give applause to Liz for at least trying to address the population, of course. And it was with her name dropping these people at these nobodies. I don't get that. But at least, you know, but I mean, still, Liz is, Liz still doesn't get autistic, man. She doesn't care. And again, her whole dream job club. You know, what's the latest on the dream job club, Elizabeth? You claim to be this feminist that love men and you're a disability rights activist, but yet you don't seem to, You don't really seem to deliver solutions. You're just as bad as the hashtag actually autistic. I even go so far to think you're a narcissist. You know, you're something evil with you. Why, you know, there's a reason why I don't like Montreal, and I particularly don't like Quebec, because these people are pretentious as fuck, and you're one of those people, Elizabeth. You can continue to lie and think that you can lie and think that you're not whatever, Liz. You're a joke. You're just such a joke. You think you care, but you really don't. You're just doing it to feel good, to get the social media validation, and you never seem to care, because if you really care, you wouldn't put your phone's camera on for your own attention. So screw you, Liz. I've lost all respect for you. I will never simp for a woman ever again, even if a feminist that loves men. All right, coming up, we are going to play a click phone scam. This is freaking hilarious. I'm just going, this is not the latest one, but we just wanted to do a throwback, because we haven't, let me see what else I have on my rundowns. I believe I've gotten through everything. And we're going to go to a clip phone stand. These are freaking hilarious. Hope you enjoy them. And we'll be back in a second. So just stand by.
Hello?
Hello, is this John? Hi, John. This is Harry and David. I'm from the collections department. How are you? Okay, so after further review, we're following up your claim for your delinquent payments. It turns out that we are rejecting it because you opened up three other credit cards.
What?
And you told us, and you and we.
With me?
No, you called us at 11 o'clock Thursday night.
I do
night,
not.
And you said that you opened three credit cards.
This must be a freaking joke. I don't do that.
Hi, John. This is Harry and David, and I don't
appreciate
all this cussing here, but...
It's all a lie.
Well, I don't appreciate all this cussing here, but, all right, but, you did call us Thursday night. Okay, we're gonna have to escalate you to our main collections agency, which is connected to law enforcement, because we think that your delinquent behavior is caused by your alcoholism. Okay, John, who's Carrie?
She's my girlfriend.
She told me the click phone scam. This is a click phone scam. It's a phone scam on the weekend. You've been scammed.
No, it's a joke.
It's all
really
a joke.
You
can rest assured.
I'm gonna have to kill this.
Call the ambulance.
I call the ambulance. Alright, we will be doing click phone scams again. They're really funny as hell. This is a typical morning zoo with a talk show. We mix it together, much like Love and Relationships Hour. Coming, the Love and Relationships Hour next.
In the underground pop world, which is better, bondage or humiliation?
Humiliation.
Oh.
Personally, I prefer discipline.
Discipline, right on. Discipline.
But what side is Steven on? You have to wait. It's the Love and Relationships Hour.
I'm more of a dummy. More sometimes a little bit of a sub, depending on my emotions. I'm more of a hang and bang kind of guy myself. Alright, it's time for the Love and Relationships Hour. We talk about anything. This is an open book. Stuff you can't tell your primary care provider, maybe your parents, whatever, you know, anything like that here on L&R.
You know what's funny? It's this time of year. We're right now. We're cool today. I don't know what the temperature is going to be. Oh, it looks like we're going to be hitting 67 for the high today. Yesterday was near 80. The other day it was, what was it? Memorial Day. It was near 60. It was up and down, up and down. Or actually, it was Thursday. So I think it was in the 80s on Tuesday. 90s almost. But, you know, with this alleged climate change, you're seeing more and more women showing off more and more skin. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but guys will get curious with their hormones, and no matter how much you can control themselves, you need to control you too. And I noticed it in that place I was telling you about on the start of the show. Some of the ladies, I've seen ladies with exposed crop tops, I've seen ladies in quasi-covered tube tops, because you know there's no straps, I've seen a lot of skin. Yes, I understand it's confidence, but also, don't be surprised if someone, you know, kind of just, you know. You know, but hey, you want to know something about the belly button piercing, they're kind of cute. There's something about blinging, about some very, well, I don't know how, we can get on this, I don't want to get on this all day long, but I've seen many ladies with the crop tops with the belly bling. Do you know the last time the belly piercings was a hot fad was going back to the Egyptians and the Indian culture, centuries and centuries, and maybe even a millennia ago. It wasn't until 1993 it stormed the Western culture with the infamous Aerosmith video with Alicia Silverstone getting her belly blinged. It was 31 years ago that it's all been a rage. Prior to that, it was a millennia before. Of all the fads, just fun little fact, you just learn something new every day. There's a lot of physiological things about it, but we'll talk about it on the next LNR, because I do not have the notes in front of me. But getting to the chase here, because this is going to be a pretty lengthy video, and I'm going